So what do you think about the best before dates? I mean, the best before dates on some things. I don't see spaghetti expiring that soon. But, you know, what about cheese? What about yogurt? Some people take this really serious and others not so much. Thing is, there's a reason those labels exist. Because expired food can be dangerous. The food professor, Sylvain Charlebois, is on the line. Good morning, Sylvain.
Good morning, Andrew.
So you did a survey to see how people are approaching food safety when grocery prices are so high. And what'd you find?
Some troubling things, to be honest. I think our relationship with food has changed as a result of higher food prices, especially when it comes to managing risks, food safety risks, at home. Mm-hmm. So 58% of Canadians are now eating food close or past best before dates. Of course, food can be safe, but you can feel that people are taking more risks than before.
Okay, so what would be considered a risky food to eat after its best before date?
Mainly, you would probably find animal proteins probably on top of the list, and that would include dairy and meat products. Of course, you have other products that necessarily would be in the fresh category. Mostly fresh, really. I think people are just thinking, well, food is actually expensive, so might as well eat it instead of throwing it out. The problem is that a lot of people are getting sick.
Oh, yeah?
According to our survey, one Canadian in five have gotten sick, believing that they actually ate a product that was potentially unsafe. But that costs you more because you miss work. And if you miss work, you miss a paycheck. So right. That's even more costly than just throwing bad food out.
Right. But so something like a dry good, like, I don't know, like cereal or oatmeal or something like spaghetti, I mean, that wouldn't make you sick, would it? We're talking
not
about...
Not really. Oh, okay. No, not really. So dry goods, those are products that typically would be less risky for your health. What we're noticing is that younger generations are taking on more risks for two reasons. One, they're younger, they can conquer the world. They feel that they can conquer the world and anything can actually, they can deal with anything. But also they're under a lot of financial pressure, clearly. I know that a lot of retirees out there with, on a fixed income are challenged by what's going on with the market, but it's worse for millennials who are, right now in their economic prime. So they probably have debt, kids, all that stuff going on. So, and they're the ones really that have gotten sick more often than others.
That's interesting. My son who's 30, he's like religious about these best before dates, almost paranoid about it. I kind of make fun of him. So I guess he swims against that,
that trend. And that may not be a bad thing.
Yeah.
But we decided to do this survey right now because we were getting a lot of questions from media in the last couple of years, and so we decided to do it and ask people what they're doing at home, and clearly higher food prices have actually push people to look at best before dates very, very differently.
All right. Sylvain, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it, as always.
My pleasure, Andrew. Take care.
That is Sylvain Charlebois, the food professor based out of Dalhousie University's Agri-Food Analytics Lab.